RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, where, man, you would think, like, at least from a national level, on a day where the best player in basketball, it was revealed that luckily he did not tear his ACL, but he has hyperextended knee and he'll be out for at least a month, in Nikola Jokic, would be like the top national story. But then here come the Diggs family, and, you know, good luck if you're third, Joker. So, Stephon Diggs, as we talked about earlier, I know, got to turn on, leave it on, faces strangulation and assault charges. His arraignment is set for January 23rd, which is the Friday before the AFC Championship game. But fear not, because of the way our judicial system frequently works, I bet if the Patriots are in that game, they'll magically be able to move that date. So there's that. And then more locally focused, we get the news that the Cowboys are releasing Trayvon Diggs now, which will give him the opportunity, claimed or unclaimed, which I don't think that's as big of a deal as it usually is when a player gets waived, because you have no guaranteed money after this year and you're just essentially looking at the last week. But then again, if it meant like a couple $100,000 more from my bank account, maybe I would think it was a big deal. So maybe that's what the Jones family thinks. But he has been waived with the potential for him jumping on another team. Like, we talk about it, the Jags, Patriots, and Bears immediately jump to mind for a variety of different reasons. And so now he's out, and yeah, it's been a lot of happening, and hopefully we've brought you all the latest and greatest information. And I know that the G-Bag Nation will continue to do that. So we're going to fire up some NFL overreaction or reality. And I guess it only makes sense to start with this question. Overreaction or reality? Even if the timing is weird, you're glad that Trayvon Diggs is no longer part of the Cowboys.
I'd say reality. I wanted to get past this in either way, but again, the timing is all weird, but I knew the divorce was going to happen at some point. I just wanted the headache to be done.
Do you need me to stall for some time for you?
Yeah, because we're,
I can definitely do that.
We're about to have Jane Slater of the NFL Network on.
Because look, here's the thing. There's three people here right now. One is trying to get the phone call set up. The other one is trying to actually answer the phone and get them on air. And so when I looked over at Alec and he said something back to Jacob, I was like, uh-oh, I might need to filibuster this thing. All right, well, I'll take it strictly from the financial aspect if we're going to go ahead and go back to this. So moving on from Trayvon Diggs would mean you would take the entire dead cap hit right now. That's 5.8, or I guess next year. 5.8, 5.9 million, but his cap hit was going to be 18.4. So you're still going to come away with a savings about $12.5, $12.6 million if you care about the finances of it all, but I'm guessing that's probably not what people are focused on. So let's bring on from NFL Network, it is Jane Slater. Jane, how the heck you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Man, it's been a crazy day, and it's been a crazy day for the Diggs family, has it not?
So, true story, I was up in Vermont visiting my brother and sister who just moved up there, and they just had a massive ice and snowstorm. My cell service wasn't working. So for the first time, and I think since I got into this business, I was truly disconnected. And I was actually going to make a call up to New England on Trayvon's behalf, and I just heard about Stephon. So I don't know if I'll be making that call now, but that's true. That's all just been happening in real time in the last 30 minutes.
So it feels like one of the things that we've been talking about, the timing of this Trayvon Diggs move feels odd, but then there's other people who think it's kind of a opportunity for Diggs to maybe pick up with a playoff team. What is your take, or what have you heard about this?
So I'll pull the curtain back a second. As I told you, you know, I'm coming back, I'm tapping back in after being gone a few days, and I get a text message. I'm getting ready to go to a hair appointment, and it's from Trayvon, and he just writes, "Thank you, period. They just released me, period." And I was like, oh my gosh, did me putting out the stuff about the TV, or did it create waves for him? Did me talking to him in the locker room, and he just kept saying cover two was a problem, and I felt awful. Like, yeah. Did I contribute to this? And so I immediately called him, and he said, no, 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 like, I'm good, I'm happy. And I was like, really? And he's like, yes. He's like, I'm healthy, you know, hopefully another team picks me up. And I think the reason why I'm sharing that with your audience is it had just gotten to the point where it wasn't working for both parties. And so, you know, what are you going to do? Have a guy hang around a facility that knows you had a team that really kind of the distrust, I think, started when he trained away from the facility, remember, this summer?
Yeah.
And then they chose to fine him, which I don't remember them doing that to a player before Trayvon. And so, you know, they're trying to work him back, and then it's just Murphy's Law. Anything that could go wrong did with the corner situation, and they're still not playing Trayvon.
Did you think the situation was broken then, going all the way back to the rehab and the fine, and they've just been trying to figure it out, but it was always going to be broken from there?
I think there was some elements of it, and I'm sure it didn't help that when, you know, Micah was frustrated and that was Trayvon's guy. I just don't know if the optics were there. And I will say this about Trayvon, and, you know, I don't think I'm saying this to be inappropriate here, but he does have a sensitivity to the opinions of people on the internet, and I can imagine around the facility. And that doesn't make him a weak guy. That doesn't make him a terrible guy. It's just he does care. And I think a lot of that noise, and even when I would listen to certain, not just you guys, but radio shows I'd see on the internet, it started taking a real personal turn. I think people forget that these guys are humans. And I think that's always, wow, woe is me. You know, I could put up with people saying things about me for $30 million, $40 million a year, but no amount of money makes you feel good about yourself when everyone's just telling you you're trash, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that in combination with a defense that never suited his talents. I mean, when he was drafted, he is a see ball, get ball guy. And, you know, and I've heard a couple stories even on the defense right now as it relates to the Cowboys. You know, it's my understanding every week they're being told to do something different.
Wow.
Eberflus is, and you're mixing it up a bunch. You've got young guys learning on the fly. Think how many new pieces you've played on that defense this year, whether it be at corner, whether it be at end, whether it be at tackle, whether it be at linebacker. And when you've got that stuff going on, it's really hard to have cohesion. And, you know, one pushback I got was, well, DeMarvian Overshown learned to cover too. Yeah, but for all the years that Trayvon's been, you're asking someone to learn a completely different skill set. Now, my argument back to Trayvon was, you just got to learn it. You know,
right.
There's parts of my job that I don't love, right? But you do it because that's the expectation. But I think there were limitations coming back from, obviously, the injury. And then I think there were limitations based on what his skill set was. And so, you know, my biggest question when this whole thing happened was, why now? You know, because the money, you got to follow the money, right? Like, it just seemed like it would have made more sense for them financially to get rid of him post June 1. But that's why I feel like the Cowboys were trying to help him out a little bit. And then, you know, he's the one taking the hit, if you think about it. When we look at the numbers, I just put this out. He'll count as $8.5 million dead cap money in 2026. The Cowboys will now owe him $0 cash. Zero. A post-June 1st cut would have saved $4.25 million cap money in 2026. In other words, it's beneficial for the Cowboys to move forward, and it's a clean break for Trayvon that might have to suck it up a little bit, but there could be a market for him as a third or fourth corner on a team making a postseason push and an opportunity for him to sort of rewrite the narrative about who he is and whether he still wants to play football. Because talking to Trayvon, he does. It's just, and I know I don't want this to sound like.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm his PR team or whatever. He doesn't have an agent right now, by the way. And so that, I think, has also complicated some of this. I think an agent, when the whole TV thing fell on his head, I'll be honest, guys, when I first heard it, I was like, that is such a lie. And
yeah,
he's hurting his team. They need him to play. And so I was kind of annoyed with him because I was like, man, if he was my teammate, I'd be pissed. And so, and I had heard some of the crazy stuff out there on the internet, right? And one made sense to me, and I'll just be honest, it included a poll. But when I went up to him in the locker room 2 weeks ago, I just straight up said, what's going on with you? And he said, what do you mean? I go, how did you get concussed? And to be fair, it's none of my business. He could have told me it's none of your business.
Right.
But he said a TV fell on my head. And I said, that doesn't make sense. And I was like, I'm trying to help you here. But I was like, do you realize how absurd that sounds? I go, let me tell you what I heard. And when I told him the pole version story, he said there was a pole. He was like, it was a pole hanging from the ceiling for the TV. He goes, I'll show you a picture of it. And I was like, wait a minute. I don't think anyone even just asked him to explain it. And I'll tell you guys this. He immediately went home after practice and sent me a photo and a video of that setup. And when you look at it, that makes sense.
But, you know, you mentioned it. There are a lot.
The team's not going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, sure. And, Jane, do you think, you mentioned he had a sensitivity to him, and as we all do you think that the combination of Micah getting traded, but also do you think maybe he lost a sponsor in the locker room when Al Harris departed for Chicago?
Absolutely. And it was my understanding that guys like Micah and Trayvon, they wanted Mike Zimmer to stay around. Now, to be fair, you guys, let's not rewrite history. They weren't exactly on board with Zim when he started. Remember?
Yeah.
It was Micah who said, well, he's going to have to adapt to me. And I found that. I was like, good luck with that. Like, I know Zimmer well. But when he didn't come back, it was my understanding the thought was Zim was coming back. And then a lot of them found out on the internet that it was going to be Eberflus, where a lot of the offensive players were kind of asked about Schottenheimer, but that one made more sense to me that you would include the locker room, right? Because Schottenheimer hadn't been a first-time coach yet, but he had been their OC, and I knew the guys really liked Shotty. So it made sense that they'd want to ask the offensive players about that versus their defensive coach. Now, I could be wrong. They could have gone to defensive players and asked about Eberflus or Zim, and maybe I just haven't talked to that person, but the people I've talked to said they were never asked about who would make sense as a coach.
And just because you're used to the circus atmosphere that sometimes comes to this team, I threw out there that I can't totally rule out that the Cowboys made this move now because nobody was talking about them going into the last season and into the last game.
I actually don't agree with that.
Okay.
I mean, I could see why you would think that. I just think it had become a situation where the one thing that we've killed the Cowboys for, and I think that they've gotten better at this year, was I had always argued, why do you wait on contracts with CeeDee Lamb? And I, as it was explained to me, you know, it takes two to tango. And at the time, Tory Dandia's agent was at the Olympics. And so while they were trying to get in touch with them, they weren't always getting as much feedback as they wanted from the agent and CeeDee. Okay, so that's fine. I'll move on from that. See, the problem is you have to ask questions. And I think a lot of people don't ask questions. So it's easy for us to speculate on things. And then as it relates to this situation, you know, if they had dragged this thing out till post June 1st, that affects how you draft. That affects if you're going to keep Eberflus or not, schematically what makes sense for us from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah.
Because from a personnel standpoint, it didn't seem like they had the pieces for what made Eberflus' defense as good. And by the way, go look at his defensive numbers in Chicago. They were good.
Yeah. Well,
and so everyone wants to, you know, point the finger at Eberflus or point the finger at Diggs, but that's why I keep telling people there is a nuanced, layered effect that's all going down here. So where I'll give them credit is they're deciding to move on from something that was clearly not going to work next year. This allows Trayvon to go hopefully find a new start. Treat the demons in his brain right now, because I don't know about you guys, I've been in places where they didn't want me.
Yeah.
They didn't think I was good. I didn't get re-upped, and then I would go and shine somewhere else. Like, you've got to find that place for you to be successful. So I recognize and I see that with him. And then when you look at the money, it's like, yeah, it's kind of sucks about the money situation, but if he had an agent, maybe this thing could have been different. You know, but this is, I think, good for the Cowboys and good for Trayvon in the long run. And I don't think that it has to be contentious or drama. I actually think the Cowboys have made a good decision here, because I see that they're trying to make moves earlier than putting themselves behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. And you mentioned asking questions. We are going to have Jerry Jones on Friday, so we will try to ask as many questions about all of this scenario as possible.
Well, and here's the questions I would ask him. I don't have the Cowboys. I've got Texans and Colts this weekend. I've covered a few teams this year, so I haven't been on the Cowboys as much. But I would ask him why the consideration post June 1. I would ask him, if Eberflus isn't your guy, how much of a consideration are you going to make towards personnel and scheme? I mean, I think that's going to be, I think that has to be the big question, because I think I saw this with Mike Nolan. Remember, Mike Nolan came in and put together this exotic defense that I joked was so exotic it was on another island, but you implemented it during COVID and you were teaching it online. That's hard.
Yeah. No, you're right about that for sure.
And so they forced a change in the defensive scheme. And so I think they need cohesion. And that's why I would not be shocked if Eberflus were to stay. But they did a better job of finding the personnel that makes sense. And fans may not love that, but I also don't think it's fair to look at Eberflus and straight up say this was a complete failure. Although I would argue the last 2 weeks, when you've had some healthy players out there, it would be easy to say that, but I just don't think some of these players fit the scheme.
Yeah.
And then the argument then is, well, then adjust your scheme. But it sounds like he's been trying to do that to some extent. I mean, the five-man defensive front was one of those changes, which, by the way, it was working there for 2 weeks.
And outstanding information, as always. I know you're super busy. Thank you for jumping on and getting us the info from Trayvon as well. You're the best, Jane.
You guys are the best. I hope you had a good holiday.
Absolutely. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jane Slater from the NFL Network. Coming up next, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. I kind of want to say NFL overreaction to reality, but we might have another special guest. You never know what's going to happen. But something will happen next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.